It is time now for our weekly Vent Stay segment. Just about every Wednesday, we throw open the phone lines, throw open the email box, and throw a couple of topics on the table and let you comment on them. This week's topics, driverless cars and higher contribution limits for members of Congress, if that is possible. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Let's flesh these out a little bit. We'll start with the cars, as in cars that do not require drivers. Google and other companies started working on driverless cars years ago. It sounds exciting for sure, but it's taking a while to figure out specifics, both technologically and legally. On the legal front, California's DMV missed a January 1st deadline to come up with rules for the safe operation of driverless cars in the state. DMV says it needs more time given the complexities involved. Oregon has not even passed a bill on the issue yet. That gives us a little more time to discuss what we want or expect from cars that essentially drive themselves. Let's start with the basics. Does the prospect of cars that drive themselves excite you or concern you? Should there be, in your opinion, somebody in the car at all times? Or, for example, could the pizzas get to your house all alone without the delivery driver? Nobody to tip. If there should be someone in the car, should they be at the wheel, ready to take over? These are some of the things to think about as we talk about driverless cars on the horizon. 800-838-3760 on Vents Day, 800-838-3760, or vent through email at jx@jeffnet.org. Issue number two, money and politics. Money and politics again, I guess I should say. That very big spending bill Congress passed in December included a boost in the amount of money that could legally be given to committees supporting candidates for Congress. And boost is putting it mildly. The new amount of contribution limits is 10 times the old amount, now $324,000 to be given by an individual in an election cycle to a committee for members of Congress to run on. Depending on who you talk to, this is a victory for free speech or further legalization of bribery. We're talking to you. What's your opinion? How concerned, from not concerned to very concerned, are you about money and politics and this latest issue? What is your fix? Paul in Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day, the first vent of the year.
Good morning. Well, as far as driverless cars are concerned, what's the big deal? I've been dodging, apparently, driverless cars for 40 years here in Southern Oregon.
And not just here, I'm sure.
Seriously, as near as I can tell, it's an interesting idea. It may make, ultimately, the roads safer. I'm very concerned about how the transition phase is going to occur, where there are a mix of manually driven cars and driverless cars on the road. That's the one concern I have there.
And that seems to be actually what is holding things up, because here again, the California DMV was supposed to have the new rules in place by January 1st, missed the deadline, and they say there's just a lot of complexity involved here, a lot of questions that do have to be discussed in this transition time about what happens in these cars and on which roads, where, et cetera.
It would be interesting, because it's entirely possible that the personal automobile could go away completely, and we could wind up with some kind of a public utility that provides driverless cars to us on demand, something along those lines. I can see that possibly evolving out of this. So on that end of it, but that assumes that we manage to survive the political environment that we find ourselves in, and I'm afraid that I'm still in the same position that I was the last time we talked, and that is that we are a failed social and political experiment. Until we eliminate massive quantities of cash from the political process, all we are going to have is a legalized form of bribery, and this is just an example and extension of that practice of legalizing bribery. You're going to be able to cop up $325,000 for five different interest groups, right?
Whoa! Only $324,000, just $324,000.
Oh, excuse me, $324,000. You're going to be able to cop that up, being a fabulously wealthy public radio personality, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we're still in exactly the same position we were before, and they've opened the floodgates even more. Until we go to a system that has very short windows for standing for office and very, very strict limitations on the application of money to it, we're just going to see this kind of institutionalized corruption, and we will continue down the path of a failed state and a failed social experiment.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. Always good to talk to you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. You heard what Paul thoughts. What do you think about the new higher campaign contribution limits for members of Congress? They've gone from $32,400 to 10 times that amount, $324,000 under the new legislation. That is one of our topics on Vents Day. The other one is driverless cars. Let's get your take on either or both of those issues at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Ann in Eugene, welcome to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Thank you. In order to have any kind of equality of opportunity in a capitalistic system, and one has to have publicly paid for federal elections, a very progressive taxation system, enforcement of regulations, and strong labor unions. We have none of those. We're not a democracy. We're a plutocracy. We always have been. And this blindness on the part of the Supreme Court that money has no influence in politics, the fact that a lot of issues, 70-80% of the American public supports certain issues, but they get no hearing whatsoever in Congress. The fact that members of Congress spend 70% of their time on fundraising. I mean, you know, we go on and on about supporting democracy around the world. Well, where we really need to support democracy is right here at home. Sherman Adelson should have no more effect on politics than Ann in Eugene or Jeff in Ashland. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Always good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Sheldon Adelman, the figure she was referring to, is the casino owner. He owns casinos in far-flung places from Las Vegas to Macau and was the one who pumped so much money into Newt Gingrich's campaign for the White House in the 2012 election, which ultimately ended up not even getting Gingrich the nomination. There are limits to what money can do, but it's interesting, particularly the landscape as Ann portrayed it there, because one of the more riveting moments of all the time that I've been doing this program was when we had Figueron talking about the actions of the Supreme Court in the 2013 session. He wrote a book about some of the key cases, and he went justice by justice, and we got to talking about Samuel Alito and his expressed view that essentially people who are wealthy do deserve to have bigger say because they have worked their way through the system. They have earned their way to the elite status that they have. And I said, are you saying that money equals virtue? And the answer from our author was, yes, that's the way it's viewed. Does money equal virtue in your mind? Are we way too virtuous in this country when it comes to contributions? 800-838-3760 to get through to us on Vents Day. 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. The other topic on the table, driverless cars and what you think about those. Let's go to Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yes, good morning. On driverless cars, did you hear the driverless car went from San Francisco to Las Vegas for the big, you know, electronics trade fair thing and no problems at all?
I had not. I knew consumer electronics show was going on.
Yeah. Anyway, my question on contributions, what have we done to prevent foreign countries, foreign corporations to funnel money through U.S. citizens and small U.S. corporations to influence Congress?
That's an excellent question. I mean, you heard President Obama a couple of years ago after Citizens United expressed the concern that there would be foreign corporate money in here. And you watched Samuel Alito himself shake his head, no, not true, during the State of the Union address. I don't know that there are any particular safeguards in there.
I think that's kind of the biggie.
you don't want to see the foreign influence. Thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jamie in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day, driverless cars and campaign contributions.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey. I'd like to comment on both of them.
Sure.
No questions here because it's obviously set in stone. But as regards vis-a-vis campaign financing, I guess the sky's the limit as sanctioned by the Supreme Court. Therefore, meritocracy trumps democracy. I guess if you can make enough money, you can have the best government money can buy. since money equals free speech.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, that, more and more speech.
That, but that isn't what I wanted to talk about, basically. Right. I find it kind of ironic that this month is Isaac Asimov's birthday, because he's the one that first proposed about in science fiction form about what the three laws of robotics would be. And I believe if we're going to have these robocars, we're going to have them built in and hardwired, the three laws of robotics. Anybody wants to know what they are, they can look his story, iRobot.
Essentially, don't do any harm to humans.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, we may have a society where there will be a vehicular homicide by a robocar, and who's culpable for that, Jeffrey? I'll just leave the group mind that little thing to ponder, and I'll move on.
All right, we'll leave that hanging in the air. Thanks, Jamie. Always good to talk to you. Here is Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day, driverless cars, and higher campaign contribution limits, our topics.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Say, my sons, they're in their 40s. They are ready for driverless cars right now. They want them now.
Uh-huh.
And what I sort of hear as I talk to people is that people my age, old guys who don't like to give up, we don't want that. We don't want anything new. We don't want rap music. We don't want driverless cars. We don't want any of that stuff. And so I think that probably my generation will do everything we can to keep that from happening, and my son's generation will do everything that they can to make it happen. So I think that it's more a generation thing than, actual real problem. As far as, like, how would you do it as far as cars that don't have drivers and cars that do have drivers, you could just have a lane where driverless cars would be. You know, I mean, that would be the driverless car lane. And as more and more driverless cars lanes you needed, you just take away more from the car lanes that need drivers.
I have seen that discussion already. Yes, they're talking about maybe there should be special lanes for the driverless car, so you're in there with a bunch of other people as well.
And that thing about a utility having the cars, one of my sons works for Boeing, and they've already been talking about that at Boeing. Boeing's interested in this whole idea. So kind of interesting.
All right. But not for you. You'd rather just get at the wheel of your own Mustang and take off.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Take it easy, Dennis. Good to talk to you. We have an email here from Mike in Medford on this Vents Day. He says, I'm so happy and welcoming of self-driving cars due to our lack of public transportation in the U.S. The DMV seems to give out driver cards like candy. Driving in Oregon is scary enough. At least people here are just annoying, slow, and texting. I'm not surprised about the raising of campaign finance. I don't want to be a pessimist or a radical, but at the moment, our democracy is gone, replaced with a plutocracy. It will be up to all of us to restore it or see our country fail. We still have one tool that can't be touched, our individual votes. That from Mike in Medford. Your thoughts more than welcome. Lots of time left on this Vents Day. Let's get your thoughts on campaign finance, because Congress once again raised limits in certain areas. This one basically 10 times the old amount that you could give to committees supporting candidates for Congress, from $32,400 to $324,000 with one bill. It was that big spending bill that passed in the middle of December. Join us with your thoughts about that, or about the idea of driverless cars on the roads around you, or maybe around you. You'd be the one in the driverless car. What do you think? What should we be talking about here? 800-838-3760 around the region, or jx@jeffnet.org. Mark in Reading, welcome to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Well, I agree with the first caller that I've been dodging driverless cars or inattentively driven cars for years. I walk a lot. I also ride a bicycle.
It gets a little scary sometimes.
And I find them, for the most part, most of the people I see driving pay attention to absolutely nothing. You know, I started walking across the street yesterday, and a guy came roaring along. There was a train on the tracks blocking the street. He was stomping on the gas trying to get to that red light before anything else. I had to wave big time at him to get him to pay any attention to me, and then he got angry at me.
And even though he couldn't go anywhere because the train was blocking the street.
Right.
Hmm.
Huh. And on the campaign contributions, well, I think we lost that argument years ago when the Supreme Court decided that money was speech. Might as well give it up, folks. Wealthy people will continue to run the country, and wealthy people will get wealthier, and the rest of us will be getting less wealthy. Count on it, because it's been happening for years and years now, and it doesn't seem likely to change any day soon.
Well, we shall see. Mark, thanks for that. Always good to hear your thoughts. Welcome to the Exchange on Vents Day. All of you, 800-838-3760, if you'd like to take part. We're talking about campaign spending limits, which have been raised again for members of Congress. And we're also talking about driverless cars. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Email from Heidi in Medford. She writes, the founding fathers said all men, in parentheses males, are created equal. They did not mean humankind. The English language helped them out in this case. Created equal means as long as they are wealthy, own property. They did not mean women or blacks or anyone else. Apparently nothing changed, writes Heidi in Medford. Thanks for that. Tony in Medford, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
That last email makes me nostalgic to the past. According to the Center for Responsible Politics from the Federal Election Commission report recently released, the spending on 2014 elections overall was $2.2 billion. Mm-hmm. As George Will is wont to point out, that's still less than the amount of money spent on candy for Halloween, mm-hmm. overall. And in fact, I think you're a little wrong. You might be right on candy, but the overall spending, according to the National Retailers Association, is $7.4 billion. On Halloween, that includes the costumes and all that sort of mm-hmm. stuff. So, doesn't that put it into perspective? I mean, money doesn't buy results. Ask Tom Steyer with his cockamamie green agenda. He didn't do too well with the, because he spent the most of all individuals mm-hmm. on the last election cycle. And it didn't get him much. I mean, he spent a little bit on Merkley's campaign, but he didn't need to spend anything because, I mean, the state religion of Oregon is, after all, Luddism, and so Merkley was going to get elected, whatever happened. So I don't think there's much to be said for. I think it's a good idea to spend more money on elections and less on candy.
But no, I understand the perspective we gain here. That, you know, when you think of $2.2 billion, oh my God, that's a huge number. But we do spend a lot more on Halloween. I get the perspective.
People don't understand. People aren't taught mathematics, unfortunately, at public schools in this country, so they don't understand.
All right. My point is, I get the comparison. I get the perspective. I don't get the comparison because it is really, it's apples and candy corn here. It's not just apples and oranges. The point being, though, Tony, are you saying that more money makes for better politics? Do we have a better country because the campaign spending limits have been driven?
What's the alternative? I mean, if you look to Europe, where I come from, you know, the paying for campaigns out of public funds doesn't have a very good track record. People will still need to spend more. I mean, if you should perhaps discuss that with Herr Kohl of Germany, or Schmidt and Mitterrand, who's dead now, but I mean, they all got into trouble by taking money over the top. So it's better to be open about it.
All right. We'll keep this perspective there. Thanks for that, Tony. Appreciate it. Let's go to George in Wairika. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about campaign contribution limits and driverless cars.
Well, there goes my New Year's resolution.
What was that?
Not to call talk-in shows.
Ah, well. Well, we gave you a week anyway to hold to it.
Well, that's Tony. What's interesting about campaign contributions and money, and I believe the previous caller proved my point as the exception, is the fact that money, pardon me, in the Calvinistic idea, is a representation of God's benevolence. So therefore, the people with the most money must be the ones that are capable of running the country. And we do know that the biblical reference to Ham and that consequence. So we're back into that kind of stuff again, and we shouldn't be. I don't have an idea what we can do, but I do know that we're inundated by paid advocators And you're not one of them. Maybe you should get a raise.
Oh, I appreciate the support for the raise, but it's often a lot happier standing outside the process, isn't it?
Oh, gosh. The observer. I think the human race is really good as a voyeuristic thing. I'm one of these days I may join, but according to my wife, probably not.
All right. George, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Your thoughts and comments, welcome. Keep them clean at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. On higher campaign contribution limits, Congress raised them for themselves. I'll explain how in a moment. Or driverless cars. Ryan and Eugene, welcome to the Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, good morning. This has been fun. You know, I was actually thinking about Tony. Tony from Talent, I thought, but anyway.
He moved. He just moved.
Maybe he's moved, but no, I was certainly thinking about him, and I always appreciate his commentary. You know, actually, I think I've done the penultimate, trying to join two things, is that driverless cars is certainly the capacity to do something that maybe we should or shouldn't do, and we're not very good at limiting things ahead of time. We tend to let them happen and then find out what the dire consequences are after the fact, because basically it's Google's money that's supporting this effort for some reason. Although I do like the idea of cars that could be joined together by electromagnets going down the freeway, 40, 50, 60, 70 cars at a time, and then zooming off to their various destinations. But what I really like is the concept of a driverless Congress. You know, it's sort of like we've removed the intelligence, the individual intelligence that was part of that, that machine, that congressman, the senator, the representative, and replaced it with some other agency, whether it's a robotic brain or whether it's just, radio waves coming in via the money channel. I'm not so sure. But, it always fascinates me to see, to see that sense of how we get to, to this place. And so maybe we just need a driverless Congress. That's my robots controlling everything, money being the primary influencer and some, behind the curtain kind of personality. I think that would be kind of fun.
All right. Thanks for that, Ryan. Appreciate it. Well, interesting way to get from driverless cars to Congress. We have driverless Congress now as a suggestion. I have an email here from Joe in Talent. Joe writes, until we decide we've had enough of what both parties in Washington are doing to us and not for us, we have no one to blame but us. We continue to vote these folks back into office and act surprised when they rig the system. Maybe some sort of state-by-state ballot initiative that disallows private funds for state elections is a good way to begin to push back. As long as we allow the 1% to buy elections, we will continue to have choices like Clinton and Bush in our futures as the plutocracy becomes entrenched in our society. And to pull up a couple of editorials about the rising of the limits, and here's what the Greenfield, Massachusetts Recorder writes. Here's what would be allowed. Someone who gave the existing yearly maximum, $32,400, to either national committee for Congress would be allowed to make additional campaign contributions to new subcommittees totaling up to $324,000 a year. If that wasn't enough potential for big spenders to influence politics and campaigns, the bill also prohibits the federal government from requiring that companies disclose their political donations before applying for a government contract. In quotes, Republican and Democratic congressional leaders have entered into a Faustian bargain to return the massive corrupting contributions raised by federal office holders for the national parties that Congress banned in the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act of 2002. Said the president of the nonprofit, nonpartisan organization Democracy 21, Fred Wertheimer. Wertheimer went on, this makes the great train robbery look like a petty misdemeanor. The Greenfield, Massachusetts Recorder goes on, budget negotiators for both parties should be ashamed at including this measure as part of the bill. They should have the guts to make the case openly before the American people who continue to see campaign spending as an issue. Well, we see it as an issue. What are our powers to do something about that? That's a question that will not be answered today, but we'll certainly talk about it on future editions of the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking part in Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.